KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Brenda Pence. What do you do for Leech Lake, Brenda?
I am a water technician, also slash ISTS.
Okay, cool. And what are we going to talk about today?
Sampling beaches and keeping our waters clean.
Okay, go for it.
Well, when we sample beaches, we want to make sure there ain't a whole lot of E. coli in them.
Okay.
And make it safe for our people to swim.
There's E. coli in the beaches?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a norm thing, or is...
Pretty much normal when you got birds and other species that, you know, that live around the waters.
Okay. And people can get sick from that if there's enough of it, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Is there other stuff that's in there?
Well, there's other things that are in the waters, too, but Leech Lake is one of the cleanest reservations for water.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you handle the water. You also handle the septic, too?
Yes.
What does it take to get a septic tank put in this area?
Well, I'm not really for the septic tanks right now. I just go out and I locate.
Okay.
And
locate old septic tanks? Or
old,
just...
new.
Okay.
We go out, measure them, where they're at, where the locations are at. If they're working or failing, pretty much it.
All right. They don't have any abandoned ones out there, do they?
There's quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What happens when that happens?
Well,
what do you do about that?
The abandoned ones, we usually just go out and locate them. And then we report them, you know, like, at least there's a map that shows where they're at.
Okay. And then someone goes out and takes care of it, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Are there regulations here on the reservation as to installing a septic tank or what they're supposed to be? Like you said, failing. How do you know if it's failing?
There's usually water on top of them.
Okay.
Or the welds don't work right. Or there's a number of things that can make them fail. Wrong soils.
Yep. You gotta have certain soils for a septic tank.
Yes, you
do. Okay, what kind?
Usually, sand. Okay. We don't want to set a septic tank in, like, let's say clay.
Okay.
Or anywhere near wetlands or.
All right. Do you do water quality? You know, like, I mean, obviously, you went and located E. coli. Do you do water quality?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We also sample different lakes. We pick out, like, 10 lakes during the year.
Is that just random?
It depends on if they were done or not.
Okay.
In the previous years and what we have to do.
So, okay, you mentioned E. coli on the beaches. Have you ever had to close a beach down?
Yes, we have. But that was, like, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
There was it sampled like high on E. coli for three times. So okay. During the week, like, we'll shut it down on, like, if it's high on Monday, we go retest because it takes the test, E. coli test, 24 hours.
Okay.
So if it's high on that, the next test, we usually do it like three times before we shut it down.
Okay.
And if it's the third time, we'll shut it down and then we'll weigh it. And then we usually look for why is high on that.
Okay, what do you do if that happens and you shut it down?
We usually put signs out, so.
Okay, but I mean, how do you clean it up?
We look for where the source is coming from. The source could either be coming from too many animals or on it, like your birds, or it comes from fecal matter.
Okay, all right.
If there's like a septic system that's close to the, you know, that has the runoff and can get into the water, we look for stuff like that.
Okay. Can someone get fined if they put a septic system too close to water like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say cleaning up, are you thinking maybe chemicals, or is there actual physical cleanup, or do you just wait?
If we find out the problem, usually it's the geese and the ducks. Okay. And if there's nesting areas around that area, usually that'll make the waters pretty
awful.
Yeah. At the beginning of the beach, yes.
Okay. So if, let me say I go swimming one day and I get really sick and I'm at a beach or whatever, who do I call to, like, can I report that?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do I call to do that?
You can call the DRM and talk with myself, Jeff Harper, Sam Malloy, Levi Brown.
Okay. If I have any questions or anybody out there has any questions on this, how do we get a hold of you, Brenda?
You can call me at my office, 335-7457.
Okay. The DRM is located?
on Highway 371.
Okay, you guys are just south of Cass Lake, right? Yep. Okay, awesome. All right, got anything else?
No, that's it.
Hey, that's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.